And we're rolling. And we are sat on a very nice wooden bench.
I have to say, the whole thing is very pleasant, actually. It's sort of early evening, the light's all golden, the heather is purple. It's a very nice temperature at the moment.
This is what, when you're making a movie, this is what they refer to as, isn't it, golden hour?
The golden hour.
Because all the lighting looks amazing. So, this is us at the end of day two of competition. And it's been a pretty strong day for Team GBR's riders. So let's go through them. So the first up this morning to compete was Tina Cook.
Yes, good old Tina.
Yeah, she did very well. Posted, well, I can't remember what her score was.
I can tell you in a second.
Oh, you're looking it up on your phone.
Yes.
Normally, obviously, keen listeners to this podcast will know that Rachel is able to memorise all the facts and have them without having to look them up. But I think it's a little bit much to expect you to remember a score straight away.
So, Tina got a score of 28.3.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can tell you without looking at my phone that she's now sitting in ninth place overnight.
Wow, so strong. So Tina Cook was up first. And then we had our second individual rider go. Of course, Laura Collett was our first individual rider. She went on Thursday and was topping the leaderboard at the end of the first day's dressage. But our second individual rider was...
Kitty King and Vonjie Beatz.
Of course. They, again, pretty strong score from them as well, I thought. A pretty strong performance, top 10 performance.
27.9 was the score. They're in eighth.
Oh, you didn't even look at your phone. And that then left us with Oliver Townend, who is the anchor rider.
Yeah.
And he finished seventh overall.
27.6.
Wow. Impressive. That's how our riders did today. I think pretty strong. We've got four Team GBR riders in the top 10.
Yep, because Laura obviously is still in there. She's now in bronze medal position.
Correct. And it goes into the cross country. Now, we have been on cross country course, haven't we?
Well, the other thing you've missed out. Tim,
what have I missed out?
Before we say going into cross country, is that the team is currently in silver medal position.
Oh, yes, they are. How have I missed that out?
They are in silver medal position.
Thank goodness you're here.
So the team are currently on a score of 85.7. Behind the Germans are on 68.9 after three very, very strong dressage scores.
They look very... I mean, it's worth saying you're in front of your home crowd.
And they've got Michael Jung and Ingrid Klimke, who are both posting very, very low 20 scores to sit first and second.
I'm going to throw this to you as a bit of a curveball, but when we were in that press conference, so there was a press conference for the top three riders, and obviously Michael and Ingrid and our own Laura Collett were in that press conference. And they kept asking Michael about the colour of his stables.
No, it wasn't his stables, it's the German stables.
The German stables.
So the thing is, because as host nations, Germany are allowed a total of 12 riders here. So four on a team, as with everyone else. While all the other nations are allowed two individual riders, they're allowed a few extra. So they have 12 places in total, and actually due to a rider withdrawal, they have only 11 here at the moment. But it still means that there's a lot of riders in red shirts wandering around the site here.
And what is going on with the colour of the stables? Because they said like pink stables and blue stables.
So basically, because there are so many of them, they have been split though in terms of the stables. So obviously there is a stabling site here, big, you know, communal stables, and the teams are stabled together in groups, but there are so many of them they've been split in two. So they're saying that there's a pink stable for the girls and a blue stable for the boys. Not sure how politically correct that is, but that's how it's being built.
Fair enough. What we should do first, before really we start talking about the cross country, is we should hear from our three riders who've competed today. Let's begin with first out of the gate, because we actually shared a car with her on the way to the venue yesterday.
We did.
Tina Cook was in fine form.
Tina's always in fine
form. Wasn't
she, though?
She's
absolutely brilliant. I love Tina.
She was a huge amount of fun. As we've said already, she performed really strongly. And this is what she had to say afterwards.
He looks
just when he went to whip round going in, poor boy. I know, because he's been so relaxed and so, you know, he can and he will do, still do an amazing, you know, he has the potential to do a really amazing test. You know, he was born sharp and bright. You can't take that out of them. He's just got to have a little bit more belief in himself, that actually he can do everything. And for a little horse, he's very elegant and he's very he's lovely to the eye. He's just got to take a few deep breaths, and he holds his breath when he's doing the test. Like in the half passes, he holds his breath and then breathes and then holds his breath again, and I have to constantly be very relaxed myself to make it seem like we're in the school at home and there's not thousands of people watching me or him. You know, even though he spooks at things that he has seen and all the familiarising that he hasn't even noticed, he will spook. I just have to relax to him and not discipline him for it, so that he doesn't make a big deal or doesn't think there's a big deal in it. So exactly that, I have to canter down the centre line almost feeling floppy and relaxed. So yes, it is mind over matter. As I've done my salute, I would love there to be a split second longer, but no, I wasn't going to take that risk when he was bright. On a good day, he will stand rock solid. So, and then unfortunately, in the very last hole, the crowd's spine started clapping as I was middle of the way through it. So hopefully the judges heard that. I'm happy. You know, as a rider, as a competitor, you'd always love to think that it could have been a little bit better with a little bit more relaxation. But we're at a European Championships. There's no excuses. You've just got to go out there and do your best.
So that was Tina after her test, what she had to say. So next in after her, as we've already said, was Kitty. You'll have heard earlier in the week, we chatted to Kitty's groom, Chloe, about Froggy, as he's otherwise known.
Do we know why he's called Froggy, by the way?
I'm sure I've heard the story, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But yes, the great grey Froggy was in the arena, and he's another one like Laura's horse yesterday, where he is only young, he's quite inexperienced. He did go to badminton in the spring, but they had a very unfortunate parting of company, shall we say, on the cross-country course. But to be fair, they have also done very well at Bramham and Burgum this season. They won both of those 4 stars, so that's probably what got them their ticket to Le Moulin. But they went into the ring, they did a very good test, and this is what Kitty had to say to the media afterwards.
He felt really good. It was just a shame he broke in his medium trot. It's one of the things he's really good at, so that was expensive because you lose the marks for the transitions as well as the movement, so that was a real shame. But otherwise he felt, you know, he was really with me. He wasn't trying to be spooky, which he, you know, he can be sometimes, and he was really listening and concentrating, and was really, really rideable. So that was lovely because he's, you know, it's probably the biggest atmosphere he's been in. I know he's been to badminton, but that was a Thursday afternoon and it was pretty quiet up there. So, you know, there's a lot more for him to look at here, and, you know, he coped really well, and he felt more rideable than at badminton. But we had that annoying mistake, which was a shame. But, you know, that's dressage, unfortunately, and then, you know, we've got plenty to do in the next 2 days anyway. So, you know, he's not done a bad job. He's only young, and he's green really for a championship. Well, he's just getting stronger, so the quality's improving, you know, all the time, and he's getting more mature in his brain, which, you know, was needed because his lack of concentration has kind of caused him a few issues in the past. But he was definitely, you know, his mistake wasn't through lack of concentration. It was nearly because he was kind of trying too hard to do what he has asked, rather than because he wasn't listening, if that makes sense. In the past, his mistakes were because he wouldn't be listening, and today it was more because he was trying to offer a bit too much. You know, it suited him having nice warm weather, and the surfaces, I think, help him. So, you know, it'd be exciting to see what he can do next year when he's another year older and another year stronger. Glad I came to Le Moulin last year because it gives me a lot more of a feel for the place, although it's going in the other direction. You know, you feel you know where you are a bit more, whereas last year, with all the twists and turns, even when you're walking the course, you never knew where you were in relation to the stables and the main arena, and so that was really helpful. You know, it's a tough track with, you know, plenty of accuracy questions. You know, it's a true championship test, which is, you know, what you, you know, what you expect. But, you know, they're fair questions and they're not there to trick the horse and catch the horse out. You know, as long as the riders ride a good line there, you know, it's, they're clear questions for the horses. So it's up to us as riders to do a good job and not switch off and, you know, keep riding right to the last fence.
So that's Kitty, and that just leaves us with our anchor rider today, who was Oliver Townend on Cooley Masterclass, and a huge amount of anticipation before he went into the arena. There was standing like three or four people deep at the fence just in front of the media centre, so I managed to watch a bit of that, sort of trying to crane my head around all the people taking photographs. Every time Oliver came round, there was just this cascade of snaps going off as all the photographers were taking pictures of him. We've already said he is currently sitting seventh with a strong score.
Yes, well, I think the thing with this horse is Cooley Masterclass is the horse that Oliver has won the 5-star in Kentucky with for the last 2 years running. So they are very experienced horse and rider combination, very talented horse and rider combination. There was just one unfortunate little break in their dressage test. But, I mean, other than that, it was very, very good. And here's what Oliver had to say about it.
Very good, he's getting better and better. You know, he's trying, probably over-tried there, which was the mistake, but, you know, I'm still very, very happy with him, and I'm always trying to get better. It's a solid mark for the team, and that's what the important bit is, the main bit, and on to the next phase. I think it's beautifully designed. Beautifully, beautifully built, and I really like it. I'm a fan of Mike Etherington Smith's courses, because a lot of the time these days you get a gimmicky course where it's a little bit of a blind question, or you feel as though they're trying to catch the horse rather than build a question. Whereas for me, if you're on your line and your horse is 100% focused and switched onto the job, it should look very nice.
And the sound you can hear behind us is
the watering of the warm-up.
Yes,
arenas.
It is. Yes, because they have to do this every evening. It doesn't feel like it's been as hot today. However, we've looked at the forecast for tomorrow, and goodness me, it is going to be baking tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow, as if you needed to be told, is cross country day.
Oh yes, it is.
And that is going to be, well, it's obviously, I'm going to guess here, but I'm going to say for most eventing fans, it is the most exciting part of, or the most exciting phase as far as eventing is concerned. Cross country, all those different jumps. And we have already seen the course, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we went and had a little explore of the course. Went to see it. It's, I mean, it's tough. It's very tough. That was my first impression when I saw it. That's what all the riders are saying. I know it's what Mike Etherington Smith, who designed it, will have been going for when he put it, you know, came up with the whole idea. It's a championship. It needs to be very tough. So it will be very interesting to see how they tackle it tomorrow. While he has put in quite a few long routes, they are very long routes. So, I mean, I imagine most of the riders will be aiming to go straight, because the problem with the long routes is they will take up a lot of time, which will obviously equate to time penalties at the other end when you get over the finish line.
So you having seen, because you and I looked at the course and, you know, walked around it, having done that, where do you think most of the riders are going to struggle? Which particular sort of combine, or which obstacles do you think they're going to have the biggest problems with?
I think, and this was echoed by Ingrid Klimke in the press conference today, that it's going to be the water combinations that cause the most problems. There are three of them on course, although one of them you actually ride through twice in a sort of figure of eight. So they're going through the water four times in total. One of them comes very early on in the course. It's about fence seven, I want to say. Possibly actually even earlier than that. But anyway, they're spread out throughout the course, and I think that is where we might see problems.
Okay, it's going to be a very interesting course. The best way to follow it, well, there are a number of ways to follow it, but you could get onto our social media feed, onto Facebook and Twitter, that Rachel is in charge of and doing very well. And loads of people keep going up to me and saying, isn't Rachel doing a fabulous job? No one's mentioning me, and I'm slowly losing.
Feeling very inferior, aren't you?
I'm feeling very thin-skinned.
But anyway, if you want to watch it, the BBC will be showing live coverage of the cross-country from 9 mm-hmm. o'clock BST tomorrow on the red button or through the BBC Sport website. We have put the link to that on Twitter and Facebook. The rider times for tomorrow.
Yes. And have you got them on your phone now?
Yes, and brilliant. These are all BST. Okay. 9:32 is Pippa Funnell and Myers Hope. 10:48 Piggy French and Quarry Crest Echo. 11:24 Laura Collett and London 52. 12:44 Tina Cook and Billy the Red. 1:04 is Kitty King and Vondra de Beats. And 2:04 anchor for the team is Oliver Townend and Cooley Masterclass.
Now you see, I don't know what the weather's like back in Britain right now, but I can think of no better way to be spending my Saturday morning, early afternoon, than watching a bit of cross country on the telly, possibly with a drink in my hand. How I wish I was doing that. Not having a drink. I'm obviously not going to be having a drink in my hand here. Far too much work to be done. But I think there's going to be a huge amount of interest in this, and we are keeping everything crossed for Team GBR's riders tomorrow. We're sitting in a strong position, I think. The Germans look very, very strong, but I think we're looking. My phone's going. Oh dear.
No, don't worry. It's just the times being posted to us.
Oh, the times being posted to us. We've already got them. Thanks very much.
Way ahead of the game.
Way ahead of you. Right. Are you feeling nervous tomorrow?
I'm feeling excited. Okay. I know I'm normally the cautious one here.
Yes.
And ooh. I, you know, it's not going to be.
Wow, you're feeling confident. You're feeling as confident as I was?
I mean, I just love cross country day.
Yeah, yeah.
Cross
yeah.
country day is the best day of eventing, and yeah. it's so much fun. There's so much adrenaline and thrills, and you know, I would like to hope that everyone can come home in one piece.
Yes.
Happy sound horses,
yes,
happy
please.
Sound riders would be great.
Yes, please.
And that Team GBR can hold on to their position in the medals. I mean, if we could go one higher, that would be excellent.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be amazing, but it's going to take a lot of hard work to make that happen.
Correct.
I know our team are primed and prepped and perfectly capable of doing it. We just have to cross our fingers and cross our toes that everything goes to plan.
Everything crossed tomorrow. Keep your everything crossed as well, and we will see you on the other side of the cross country.